We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, share a Coke. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. I'm Roger Hoover, alongside our producer and engineer Tom Stipe, and we're glad to welcome you to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Tonight on the show, we'll first talk some baseball. Full practice for the Crimson Tide starts on Friday, and head coach Brad Bohannon will be joining us next. Then we'll head to the hardwood with men's basketball head coach Nate Oates. A great week for the Crimson Tide. Wins over Auburn and Missouri at home, and now the Tide are gearing up for a Wednesday night meeting with Vanderbilt in Nashville. We also wish the best of luck to the Crimson Tide women's basketball team. They are just underway in their matchup with the Tennessee Lady Vols in Knoxville, Alabama, looking for its sixth straight victory in the Alabama-Tennessee rivalry. To join us tonight on the show, give us a call on the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline at 877-202-BAMA. Crimson Tide fans, you can stay up to date with the latest on the Crimson Tide this season by tuning in to Tide TV This Week, presented by Renaissance Bank. Check local listings for TV times. It's also available online and on demand at RollTide.com. This is Hey Coach, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Brad Bohannon joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You ever see a stranger and know immediately that they were family?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Earn your degree from the University of Alabama online and become part of a worldwide family. Through Bama by Distance, you'll feel an instant connection. Our student services will guide you from admission to financial assistance to graduation, helping you whenever you need it. Because that's how you treat family. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu. That's bamabydistance.ua.edu. And rise with the tide.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Royal Furniture, family-owned and operated for over 70 years. Come see why Royal is known for the lowest prices in furniture and mattresses and the most financing options to meet your needs, no matter your credit history. For a limited time, save up to 25% on Signature Design by Ashley with 36 months no-interest financing. Guaranteed lowest prices on a huge in-stock inventory that's ready for immediate delivery. Royal Furniture, proud sponsor of the University of Alabama. Come visit us today in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, or Jackson, Tennessee.
On game day, this Alabama tradition, Crimson Chaos, ignites passion and pride throughout Coleman Coliseum. Its goal? Cheer on the Tide. Intimidate the competition. At Ford Motor Company, we have our own tradition, too. Building the best-selling trucks in America, Ford F-Series, 42 years straight. F-150 is built to work smart and play hard. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
So, any homeowners in the audience? Yeah? Okay, all right, get this. The other day, my wife and I went shopping for a new home. You know, a place for the kids to, I don't know, grow up. And we didn't even bother to get pre-qualified.
If you shop for a home without getting pre-qualified, people might just assume it's a big joke. Fortunately, Trustmark can get you pre-qualified for just the right amount and help you close on your dream home when you find it. Connect with a loan officer at trustmark.com/mortgage. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. A pre-qualification is not a commitment to lend.
Game day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Pick up your favorite bags of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great dipping tortillas. And let the game begin. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Welcome back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa as you listen to Hey Coach. Tonight, Brad Bohannon joins us, courtesy of Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood wood treated right, and the students on hand. Give it a nice round of applause for Brad Bohannon, the head baseball coach here at the University of Alabama. And first of all, Coach, roll tide. How's everything going?
It's going great. Kids came back in great shape. We're as healthy as we've been all year. And, you know, we've been working out. We're a little limited with the time that we can work with the kids right now, but Friday we're full go, and we'll scrimmage Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend, weather permitting, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, what is the schedule like for you guys in the fall? How much can you do leading up to the season?
Well, you know, you have a 45-day window, so, you know, football, they have spring practice. We have our version of fall practice, so we can have 27 practices in a 45-day window, and before and after that time frame, you know, we can work with the kids. We're just a lot more limited, and we can play two games against outside competition. So, and they're lifting weights, and they're kind of always doing something, except you know, November to New Year's is kind of their break.
What did you learn about your team this fall?
That I really like them. You know, I do. You know, every time that I spoke about our club, I'm just really pleased with the, you know, the culture and the environment that we have, and we're talented. I wish we had more experience, and we're going to have more freshmen and sophomores in key roles than I think any coach would be comfortable having, but they're the right kids. We got a group that they're very determined to win. They're very serious about being good at baseball. They really like each other. I really like them. It's just as fun as it's ever been for me to come to the ballpark every day.
And do you like how year to year in Tuscaloosa that culture is being really established by your coaching staff and players?
Yeah, and I, you know, it's all the kids. I was very fortunate. You know, when I got here, you know, certainly things that needed to be different and whatever, but I inherited a really good group of kids. So the whole time that I've been here, we've had good character, you know, kids that went to class and were really good with kids after the game and whatnot. And I would say what has trended up is just that right now we've got a group of kids that are serious about, you know, being professionals and, you know, really, really serious about being good at baseball. And that rubs off on each other. And that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting as well for a sport like baseball to have that professional mindset, because it's not like you can just practice all week, get ready for a big game on Saturday or two games a week, something like that. It's really a day-in, day-out thing where you have to be professional.
Yeah. We play 56 times, you know, and sometimes you have to try easier, and it's sometimes you have to tell kids to back off a little bit more so than to push them. So It's a different sport, and the longer I do it, the more positive I am. You know, the game is going to tell them that they suck at some point. You know, I mean, you can be all-conference, all-American, and you're going to have a rough patch. You're going to have some rough days, and I'm generally a pretty positive person by nature, but the SEC grind will absolutely force you to be that way.
Yeah, no doubt. And, of course, the Crimson Tide in really the toughest division in baseball, you could say, when you look at what the SEC West has coming back this season. They just announced some top 25 polls. A lot of those teams are on Alabama's schedule this year.
Yeah, the first poll that came out, the seven of the top 11 teams were in the Southeastern Conference, and that's just what our league is. It's like that every year, and, you know, it's easy to maybe take a look at that and wish it was easier, but the cool thing about it, it's an awesome opportunity. I mean, if you win more than your share of games in our league, it really means something. So, you know, we've got some real bullets. We've got some plenty of players on this team that would play for anybody in the country. And I'm excited that, you know, we've got some great road trips, some great home series, and we're going to be very, very competitive in league play this year.
And in terms of what's coming back for 2020, you have a lot of experience in terms of your offense, your hitters. You have a lot of experienced returners coming back as starters.
I feel great about the position players. I mean, I feel good about our whole team, but, you know, I look today. We had 47 home runs last year in 2019, which was the most an Alabama team has hit since 2010, and I'm very comfortable saying I see this group hitting 60 to 75 home runs, and that's a pretty big statement. But, you know, we're physical, and, you know, guys like Tyler Gentry and Sam Prater and T.J. Reeves, those guys have done it in league play. You know, those three guys are going to hit double-digit home runs, and we've got several others that I could see in the 5 to 10 range. So people like offense, right? Everybody follows their basketball team. You like offense, right? We're going to score this year, and that's an area of our team where we have some experience, you know, and some talent, and I feel good about the bats.
You mentioned Sam Prater, one of your talented catchers. What can you tell us about his recovery from the surgery he had last year? Basically a lost season for him last year, but what can he do for the Crimson Tide this year?
I'm as proud of Sam as anybody in our program. He's just grown so much as a person. He's really matured, and he's changed his body, and he's just a really complete player, and when you can have somebody that's a really good offensive player that plays a defensive position, it changes your team. And I think Sam's the best catcher in the league. I wouldn't trade him for anybody, and he's in a good place. You know, he'll be on a pitch count early. You know, Brett Auerbach is a really good player. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife, can play anywhere on the field, and he's a very good catcher. So, you know, Sam will DH more in the first third of the year than he will in the back half, but he's just a really good player.
So that's a look at the catching position. Can you take us around the diamond a little bit, what we can expect?
Oh,
maybe.
Boy.
Maybe not a totally lineup just yet, opening day lineup, but just kind of what you're thinking going into full-team workouts.
Yeah, you know, I'd say Brett Auerbach and Zane Denton are both going to play get a lot of time at third base, and they're in the middle. Jim Jarvis and Miles Austin are two freshmen that are just really good. Colby Robinson's a senior that, you know, hit .280 last year and fielded over .960 and just a really dependable player. So those guys are battling in the middle. And, you know, Drew Williamson started 50 games and hit .290 last year, and he's starting to figure some things out. I'm pretty excited about Drew. And he's really an elite defender over there at first base. He's just, in basketball terms, he's just so long, and which is really good for, you know, guys throwing the ball across the infield. And T.J. Reeves and Tyler Gentry are going to get a lot of time in the corner outfield. And, you know, Owen Diodati is a freshman that's just a really high-end bat. So he's going to get a lot of opportunity out there as well. And still trying to figure out center field. Jackson Tate's a JUCO transfer that's done some good things. And Peyton Wilson's a freshman that has really opened our eyes and can play anywhere on the field. And he's earned some opportunity. And Miles Austin can play out there as well. So, you know, one thing that I'll really compliment our coaching staff on is we've recruited the past 2 years. We've really gotten a lot of kids that are versatile. You know, we're really athletic and have some switch hitters and guys that can play multiple positions. So that's really important in our sport, and especially with our scholarship limitations. We have a lot of interchangeable pieces. So there's a lot of different lineup combinations.
So that's a good look at Alabama's hitters. When we come back, we'll talk about the pitching staff for the Crimson Tide coming up for the 2020 season as we continue visiting with Brad Bohannon here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Sports Collectibles is your source for authentic Alabama memorabilia and collectibles, offering autographed items, framed jerseys, and other great gift ideas. All signed items come with a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. Shop Sports Collectibles at Bryant Denny this season or go online at sportscollectibles.com. Back with more in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
The Cooper Tire Performance of the Week goes to Alabama's All-American swimmer, Kenzie McMahon, who was named the SEC Swimmer of the Week last week for his dominant performance against Florida State. The sophomore from Jacksonville, Florida, rolled up 3 individual wins to lead the Crimson Tide to victory. And that is your Cooper Tire Performance of the Week. Visit CooperTire.com to find your local dealer. Count on Cooper, an American company since 1914. We are less than a month away from the start of college baseball season. We're visiting with Alabama head coach Brad Bohannon. More applause from the students here at Baumhauer's. They're ready to go. They're ready to get to the Joe and have some fun in right field, it sounds
like. Hey, we're undefeated right now, Roger. Come on, we're undefeated.
It's going to be a fun season for you guys. And we touched on the hitters that you'll have coming back for this season. A lot of experience in your offense, but in terms of your pitching staff, inexperience, but a lot of talent.
Yeah, we just don't have a lot of SEC experience. Guys like Sam Finnerty and Brock Love did a great job for us, and, you know, all those guys are gone. And, well, that being said, we got a lot of guys that look right in the bullpen, you know, the good bodies, good arms. We got velocity, guys that are up to 94, 95. We got a lot of stuff, and that's what we got to figure out the next 3 weeks and even the first 4 weeks of our season is trying to get the right guys in the right roles. And, you know, I told our team this. I probably lost us a couple games last year. It just took us longer than I would have liked to get the right people in the right roles. And, you know, that's that happens when you have a new group and you have guys that haven't done it. And I would love if on our team we had two kids that started on the weekends last year and won 8 or 9 games. So that's just not where we are. But we do have a lot of talent, so it's going to be wide open. And I would even say that we'll start the season kind of developing, you know, 6 or so guys as starting pitchers, and we'll do some piggybacking, which is, hey, you know, one guy will start the game, and when he gets to his pitch count, no matter what's going on in the game, this guy's coming in, and he's going to throw a certain number of pitches, and it's going to have to, you know, it'll take care of itself over time, so hopefully sooner rather than later.
And who are some of the newcomers that our fans should keep an eye on?
Well, you know, the one kid who's really separated himself from a stuff standpoint is a kid named Connor Prelup, and Connor's a freshman from Wisconsin, and really got hairy getting him here to school there at before the draft deadline, turned down a bunch of money, and you know, he's been up to 94, 95 every time out. He's got a slider that he throws for a strike that's got a spin rate of over 3,000, which is above average by Major League Baseball standards. So he was just really dominant this fall and really consistent. So Connor's going to get a lot of opportunity early. You know, we got the group of sophomores are really good. Tyler Ross, Connor Shamblin, Jacob McNary, Dylan Smith. Those are some guys that, you know, had their ups and downs last year, and we probably, you know, asked more of them than what they were ready to do, but it's kind of paid off this year. So I expect all four of those guys to throw a bunch. You know, Will Freeman's a guy that had his ups and downs last year, and I think he's going to be your kind of like Brett Auerbach, the JUCO transfer that shows you some signs at times and then comes back in a senior and is just more comfortable and better. So Garrett Rooks is a guy that's pitched well. So, you know, and there are others, but we've really got some good length to our staff. I think if you graded out our pitchers 1 through 12 and, like, whoever was you pick as your 11th guy is, like, pretty darn good and would compare with any team's number 11 guy in the country, you know, we got to get those whoever the top 5 guys are have got to be really consistent for us.
You mentioned all the sophomores that are coming back. For them last year, what are some of the big lessons they learned about pitching in the SEC for a first time at a lot of times a younger age than a lot of the hitters they're going up against every night?
You know, the biggest adjustment that a freshman has here or in the SEC is it's harder than they think. Like, you just tell them. But most of the kids that we get at a place like Alabama, they've been the best player on every team they've ever played on, and they just had very little failure. And that's why I talked earlier about being so positive is, you know, they just had more failure than they've ever had. And, you know, it's hard. I think when kids leave Alabama and they go to minor league baseball, they're more mature. They've dealt with the ups and downs, and they're playing with people their own age, at least initially. Well, here you're 18 years old, and you're playing against 21-year-olds that have been there and done that. And, you know, it's hard, but... you know, it's you try to prepare them for that, but also I'm trying to tell them how good they are, you know, because, again, the game is going to tell them that they're not good at some point. So our young guys, it's a really awesome group, those freshmen. Like, they're really talented, but also, like, they really believe in themselves, and they think they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof, and I'm not going to tell them any different.
And then you got a good group of sophomores they can rely on when things do get a little bit tougher.
Absolutely. That, you know, those are things that happen in the clubhouse and away from the field that you know, Antoine John and Connor Prelup are two freshmen. They're going to pitch a bunch, and they're really good, and they'd pitch for anybody in the country. And they're going to have their ups and downs, and no matter what me or Coach Jackson tell them, we need the Tyler Rosses and the Connor Shamblins of the world to tell them, hey, man, it's going to be all right.
No question about it. Well, we'll continue with Brad Bohannon coming up in a moment as you listen to Hey Coach from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Crimson Tide fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Alabama or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The Cooper Discoverer AT3, our most trusted truck tire, is now better than ever and available in three new models. The 4S, the LT, and the XLT. They're designed for the reliability and durability to find adventure beyond the pavement. And we've backed these durable tires with a Cooper Mileage Warranty of up to 65,000 miles. Learn more about the reliable Discoverer AT3 family of tires at coopertire.com. Count on Cooper.
Hey, do any of you Bama fans work with commercial trucks? What do you do to keep them rolling? Well, I'd get Snyder Fleet Solutions on the job. Snyder provides tire and mechanical service for some of the biggest fleets in the country from 80 locations, including 5 right here in Alabama. If you haven't seen what Snyder can do, it's time. Whether you've got one truck or 200, check them out at SnyderFleet.com.
At Window World of Alabama, their motto is the same as it was when they began in 1995. Provide superior products installed by professional craftsmen at guaranteed low prices. It's no wonder that Window World has grown to become America's largest window replacement company. They take pride not only in the quality of their products, but in the service and care they give you from the start of a job to its completion and beyond. Call Window World of Alabama for your free in-home estimate at 205-916-2189 or visit windowworldalabama.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. A reminder, Crimson Tide fans, you can keep up with everything Alabama with the new Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. Available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now for free. For the final time tonight, we're joined by Crimson Tide head baseball coach Brad Bohannon. More applause from the students. We mentioned it's less than a month away from the Crimson Tide getting the 2020 season going. And first of all, how much do you love the student support and looking out to right field, seeing it pack for our home game at the Joe? Just what do you like about Alabama's home field advantage?
You know, I'm just so thankful to the media and our students. You know, the two and a half years that we've been here, I just think the support has been awesome and everybody's been so positive and patient with us. And, you know, it's no secret this is a rebuild. You know, in 2017, Alabama baseball won 16 games and you just don't go from 16 to 40 overnight in this league. You know, we talked about earlier how 7 of the top 11 teams in the country are from the SEC. And one thing that's really cool and about my experience being in the league, this is my 17th year coaching in the league. And when I got to Kentucky in 04, we finished last in the league in 04 and 05 and then won the league in 2006. And when I got to Auburn as an assistant coach, my first year there, we finished 13th out of 14 teams. And then year two, we were in a regional. And then obviously, after that, they went to Super and Omaha. So this is the third rebuild in the Southeastern Conference I've been a part of. What I can tell you about my experiences at the other two schools is before you see the wins on the field, there's two things that are common. Number one is you see ranked recruiting classes, and we've had back-to-back top 15 recruiting classes. And the other thing you see is you see kids doing well in summer baseball. So in June of 17, when I got hired, we only had 4 kids playing summer baseball, which probably had to be the least of any Division I team in America. This past summer, we had 18 kids play, and we had 8 kids that were named all-stars or on their all-prospect team in their league. So we had twice as many kids who were all-stars or all-prospect league guys, you know, compared to just kids that we had even playing 2 years before. So, you know, when you start seeing your young players that are, you know, getting ranked and national attention in these college summer leagues, and you're having ranked recruiting classes, those are the things that you see before you see the wins on the field. So, you know, we've increased our win totals the past 2 years, and, you know, it hasn't shown up in league play and, you know, the past 2 years, but we're going to take a step forward this year. Very, very comfortable saying that. I really believe in our group and love our kids, and we have a very good team, and they're going to be really fun to watch.
And you got to have character as well. I'm sure that's something that you see in this Crimson Tide team that reminds you of your time at Auburn and Kentucky.
Yeah, I love our kids. I can't say enough about them. These kids, they're high character. They go to class. They're awesome with kids. You know, after the games, they prepare well, they play hard. We have the right people in our program, tremendous staff, and I just couldn't be more excited about the direction we're headed.
I know you're excited about the start of baseball season. Have you enjoyed Crimson Tide basketball, though, and what Coach Oates has brought to school?
You know, I have not missed a single minute of a single game this year. I love basketball. And Coach Oates, I want you to hear this. You've seen our staff play some games out on the court. You've had a big influence on me because all I do is run to the corner, and I do not run it down to the shot clock. Well, I let it fly from the corner. So you've had a very positive
offense.
Influence on me.
Yeah, shoot threes. I mean, just get the ball, you shoot. That's his offense.
Threes and layups, Becca. Threes and layups.
Well, Coach, we are so excited that Crimson Tide baseball is almost here again, less than a month away. We look forward to catching up more on Hey Coach throughout the year and getting ready for the baseball season. But thank you for joining us tonight. Roll Tide.
All right, Roll Tide, guys. Thank you.
That's Alabama head coach Brad Bohannon. Up next, Crimson Tide men's basketball coach Nate Oates joins us on Hey Coach. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Join the Alabama Crimson Tide, an international paper, to give kids like Annie, Sam, and Lucas in Alabama the power to read today. For every $10 you donate, a local student like Annie will receive 2 books. 100% of funds raised go straight to help young students in Tuscaloosa become better readers. Coaching for Literacy's mission to give every child the ability to read starts with you today. To learn more, text TIDE for Literacy to 71777 or visit fightforliteracygames.org.
Every time you pick up a basketball and practice until the moves become automatic, or shoot free throws until you dream about standing at the line, every time a fadeaway three
on the win! Can you believe it?
Means your legacy will never fade away. Every time you put on that jersey, you energize our community. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Watson threw it out, and it's going to be run down by Jones. 2-on-1 Bama. Herb, Trigger, count it, and he's fouled. Great look, great finish, and a chance for the and one. Chris Stewart on the call, and Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. We're back at Bomb Powers Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Roger Hoover now joined by the head coach of the Crimson Tide men's basketball team, Nate Oates.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. It almost sounds like the Auburn game in here right now.
It's getting close. Got more students in here than last week. That's what happens when you beat Auburn.
Absolutely. Well, it was certainly, there was a buzz all around Tuscaloosa. We talked about it on the show last Monday night and then leading up to the game on Wednesday. Just what was it like for you going through the Alabama-Auburn rivalry for the first time?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, sellout student section was packed.
ever into it. I mean, it's great to play in an environment like that. It's great for our guys. Just, you know, it's even better when you get a win. But it was a fun night.
Yeah, how'd your guys feed off that energy inside Coleman?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, when we needed to get stops, the crowd got some energy behind us, got us stops, when got a run going, you know, they kept it going. I thought it was great. I mean, our guys played hard. You know, you'd like to be able to say you're going to play, with max effort no matter how many people are in the crowd, but it seems to be, you know, you get a little more energized when that crowd's full and you make a big shot or they're starting to make a run and the crowd gets up like, hey, we got to get a stop. You know, our players kind of get behind that and came up with stops when we needed two there in the second half.
Yeah, that's what's really stood out to me about it. Even going back to the Mississippi State game, Kentucky game, and then to Auburn, just the defense for the Crimson Tide is really starting to play to your standard, it seems like.
Yeah, our defense has come a long ways. I mean, we've gotten significantly better. If Missouri hadn't gone 31-31 at the free throw line, our defensive efficiency, I think that would have been the best we'd had all year. So if they would have shot a normal percentage. So it's coming. Our guys are getting locked in better. You know, it helps when, you know, Carr's getting a lot better on defense. You know, we've been on him. I've seen great improvement. You saw he had some block shots. I thought he even took some charges. You know, he might not have got the call on it or whatever, but he's playing hard. You know, Petty's been playing hard on D. You know, Herb's back healthy, so you can play him heavy minutes when he's not in foul trouble, and he's one of the best defenders in the country. And our bigs are starting to figure out our ball screen coverage a lot better. And Reese is starting to get healthy too, which helps. You know, he's playing a lot more athletic on offense and defense both, you know. So I like where we're at. Beetle's getting healthy. He brings, you know, if we get him to stop fouling, he brings an energy to the team. I thought at the end of that game he really caused some fits just getting up into the ball and making it hard for them to bring the ball up the floor.
Yeah, and looking back at the Auburn game, Kyra Lewis Jr. had 25 points, and you mentioned the play we've seen recently out of Herbert Jones continues to get more double-doubles, 14 points, 12 rebounds. That's big in his development.
Yeah, he's we've been on him to rebound because he's got it. He's a tough kid. He'd get in there and get some. Thought he was the only guy crashing the offensive board during the Missouri game. We got to get everybody in there. But I think he's averaging over 10 rebounds a game over his last three games and just really getting after it, you know, almost four offensive rebounds a game. So, you know, and the more rebounds he gets on the defensive end, he can actually bring the ball up the floor, which enables us to get Kyra off the ball some, you know, in transition and get Kyra some easier buckets where he's not having to create everything on his own. So, you know, the more we can get Herb healthy, the better he plays, I think the better we're going to start playing.
And the more Herb is also matched up against the opposition's best player, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we've gone back and forth on that. He's such a great lockdown defender, but he's also, you know, a really good help defender. And John Petty's come a long ways to where he can, we can put Petty on the other team's best wing player and put Herb sometimes on the worst player so that he's just kind of roaming like a free safety, you know, almost like you put Petty as the lockdown corner and Herb is the free safety. And I don't think anybody would have said that about Petty, you know, 3 months ago. But he's come to that, and Herb's so good going either way that, I mean, if you let him be a free safety, I mean, he's causing, you know, he's making reads and jumping in passing lanes and getting deflections and getting steals, and we're out the other way. So we use him both ways, actually.
Absolutely, and that's been a big part of Alabama's recent success. Again, wins this past week against the Auburn Tigers and the Missouri Tigers. We want to make sure that you make your next party legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. You can visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. We continue with Coach Oates in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know the sound of performance. And you definitely know the name of performance. Toyota Camry, Corolla, and RAV4. A lineup that remains unrivaled. Toyota, let's go places. Get 1.9% APR for 48 months on a new 2020 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through February 3rd, 2020. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $2,172 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Thanks, Maddie. I'm Hannah. I work at the Chick-fil-A in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm so stoked that you love the Chick-fil-A nuggets just as much as I do. A little thing I want people to know about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is that we cannot make them fast enough. People order so many of them. They are always made fresh around the clock every single day.
Real guests and team members paid for their testimonial.
Off-season? For Bama fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round.
Now with a University of Alabama Visa Check Card from Regions, you can roll tide wherever you go. And with Regions Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa Check Card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit regions.com/gobama. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Join the Alabama Crimson Tide, an international paper, to give kids like Annie, Sam, and Lucas in Alabama the power to read today. For every $10 you donate, a local student like Annie will receive 2 books. 100% of funds raised go straight to help young students in Tuscaloosa become better readers. Coaching for Literacy's mission to give every child the ability to read starts with you today. To learn more, text TIDE for Literacy to 71777 or visit fightforliteracygames.org.
Everwood Treatment Company is wood treated right. Everwood is the most technologically advanced pressure treated wood available. That means no rotting, no decay, no problems. Just wood treated right. Everwood is your treated wood source and the official pressure treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you're looking to add or replace decks, outdoor structures, or commercial jobs, choose Everwood for wood treated right. If you need it, we'll get it to you. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Game day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Pick up your favorite bags of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great dipping tortillas. And let the game begin. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
5-point game. Here's Petty the other way. JP left to the circle. Wants to. You can see it. Lets it fly. Yep.
Welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. Roger Hoover and Coach Oates back with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Why don't we go to the phone lines? Tonight's first question brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. Pee Wee from Grand Bay, Alabama joins us tonight on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Roll Tide, Pee Wee. How are you?
Roll Tide, Roger. Doing well, sir. Coach, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if you're going to be the first caller again, Pee Wee. It's great, great
to
hear your voice.
Every week, Coach. My question this week, and you had made a statement about it after the game Saturday. Wednesday night we head to Vanderbilt to play Memorial Gymnasium, and they have an unusual setup in their basketball arena. I was wondering, do you have to scout a venue like that that you've never been in before, especially one set up this way, to make sure that you get your signals and your calls to the team when they're at the other end of the court, when they're basically 94 feet away from you?
It's actually a great question. I've never coached there. I've never coached anywhere where the team sits on the baseline, so it's a little different. We talked about it a little bit as a staff. They have made it so the head coach can walk up the sideline, so I can actually get to the same spot on the court that I usually can. The problem is I can't turn around and talk to my assistants when I'm up there on the sideline. Or, you know, I just told our trainer I got to put some running shoes on and make sure I can get from the baseline all the way up the sideline on that game. It'll definitely be a little different. I think, you know, I don't think we're going to do much different as a staff. I'm going to have to relay messages that typically, you know, assistants might be easy, you know, might be harder for the referees to get the assistants to stay in their seat. I'm sure they'll probably be trying to get up and yell stuff out, but it's definitely different. I've never coached there, so you'll have to ask me after the game how it was, and we might make more adjustments the next time I go there. But for now, you know, I mean, obviously Petway's been on staff for a long time, been there. You know, it is nice. The head coach can walk up the sideline. I'll just have to relay whatever I can from the assistants up there. I got to make sure I know as much as I can possibly know the scouting reports. And you know, sometimes the assistants are making some of those calls.
Pee-wee, thank you for the call. Yeah, what are some of the different assignments that your staff has? Charlie Henry, Antoine Petway, Brian Hodgson. What are those guys really focusing on during the game on the bench?
Yeah, so we split our scouts up a little different than maybe normal. We have an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and then Brian's in charge of personnel with like matchups and stuff. So Charlie runs the defense. So, you know, him and Brian work together a lot. Obviously, if you're going to run the defense, you got to know the personnel pretty well. But Brian goes over personnel, so he's in charge of matchups. Him and Charlie talk on that a lot. So they got to make sure that the matchups get straight. Charlie's got all the defensive coverages got to get straight, ball screen coverages. You know, are we switching? What are we switching on? Well, what are we doing with this guy? You know, all that, and he's good with it. He's been in the NBA for 5 years. And then Petway, the offensive coordinator, and he's done a really good job picking up, you know, how do we attack, who's guarding who, who's got the best mismatch, what works, how are they guarding ball screens, how can we make them pay for what they're doing. So, you know, Petway's always making suggestions, what plays to run. Charlie's always keeping track of what's working, what's not working on our defensive end, and, you know, and then yelling out, obviously, sets that we get. You know, like we'll try to pick up play calls, and they kind of get relayed to Charlie. Charlie will run them out, you know, yell them out, and our players are usually pretty good about that. We got a pretty good IQ on the team. You know, Herb and Petty are pretty vocal on that when they pick up calls, knowing what we run. So that's the short end of it, what the staff does.
And you talked about personnel a moment ago. Some foul trouble for the Crimson Tide in the last game against Missouri. How did you guys manage the final 6-7 minutes of the game when a lot of players were getting in foul trouble, especially guards?
Yeah, Kyra picked up his fourth about 9 minutes to go, if I remember correct. So we, Beetle, we had Beetle and Herb are the other two that play the one a lot. So Beetle ends up fouling out with... Shoot a lot of time left, actually, I think.
After he'd been out for a little bit.
He'd been out injured. I mean, he only played eight minutes and some change and fouled out, so we got to quit fouling. But, you know, when Beto was out and Kyra had his fourth, we kind of had Herb in there. Well, Herb ends up getting his fourth, too. So at that point, I put Kyra back in. Maybe it was earlier than some people thought maybe we should have, but Kyra usually is never in foul trouble. So he's usually not a guy that fouls very often. So I trusted him that he just wasn't going to pick up that fifth. If he did, we'd had to go, you know, exclusively with Herb down the stretch, which is a little bit scary just because, you know, you want your point guard to be a good free throw shooter. And, you know, Herb hasn't always been great, but he was 7 of 8, and he's been working at it. So I was thrilled to see him go 7 for 8. Hopefully it'll make him more aggressive, getting to the rim, you know, wanting to get to the free throw line. But, you know, we kind of, once we put Kyra back in and just assumed he wasn't going to foul, he never fouled out. So at that point it was all mute. He stayed in the game for the last 6 minutes or so whenever we put him back in with his fourth.
And against Missouri, another good performance by Jaden Shackelford, 17 points. What are you seeing out of him in his freshman year?
I mean, he's really came ready to play. He's really getting better on defense. That's where, you know, early he came as a really good offensive player. You know, and it takes a lot of time to adjust to the defensive side of it. I mean, high school is a lot different. He's getting a lot better. He's figuring stuff out. He's playing a lot harder on the defensive end. Offensively, you know, he's even a better shooter than what his percentages say. We just got to make sure, and again, part of it's, you know, freshman year coming from high school, what's a good shot, what's not. For him in high school, when you're averaging 40, whatever points he was, every shot he took was probably the best shot that team's going to get. Well, now that he's playing with four guys, he's got to temper that a little bit. If he took all great shots, I think you'd see him shooting high 30s, maybe 40. Right now, I think he's 32, I think. So he's a better shooter than 32%. I think he's high 30s, pushing 40. You know, so we just continue to work on him. You know, what's show him shots, show him off the dribble shots versus catch and shoot. I think he's 4 or 5 percentage points better on just catch and shoots versus off the dribble. So we just keep working on that with him. But he's already a very good player, as evidenced by how much time he gets, and he's going to be great here for us.
Crimson Tide coming off a great week with victories at home against Auburn and Missouri, now gearing up for a road trip to Vanderbilt and home again on Saturday against Kansas State. We'll talk more about those games when we come back to Hey Coach. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P, adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Kyra off a double screen, takes it right side. Petty, top of the arc. JP, thinking, crossing over, driving, stopping, shooting, scoring. Oh, John Petty.
And welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Hey Coach, also brought to you by Sport Clips Haircuts. Download the app today and check in online. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Roger Hoover once again joined by Nate Oates here in Tuscaloosa. And we mentioned the Crimson Tide, a couple of home wins. Now you get to go on the road to Vanderbilt, as we mentioned, or Pee Wee mentioned. It can be a very tough place to play, Memorial Gymnasium in Nashville. But the Commodores, 8-9 overall this year, 0-4 in SEC play. What have you noticed about Vandy on film?
I mean, they, you know, Jerry Stackhouse came from the NBA, so they're a lot more in tune with, like, an NBA offense. They get a lot of threes up. They had the leading scorer in the SEC in Naismith, and then he went out for the year. So they're struggling to replace his production, but it's spread a lot like you'd see in the NBA. Does a really good job on the offensive end. They bring their leading scorer off the bench, which is a little bit different than, you know, most teams do. He's their best player, Saban Lee. So, you know, as soon as he comes in, you know, we got to make sure we get our matchups right and get alert to him. A little bit similar to what we did in Buffalo with bringing Nick Perkins off, but it's a little different. He was a big, and we had some other really good players. He wasn't by far and away our best player like Saban Lee is for them now. So, I mean, they're pretty scrappy. They've been in games. Now they just went 0-25 from three the last game out. So, like I told our team, you know, if we went 0-25, we'd basically lock ourselves in the gym and shoot a bunch of threes. So I don't think you can anticipate them going 0-25 again. I mean, they may come out and have their best shooting game of the year. So we got to make sure we're ready. We got to make sure we run them off the line. We can't give any open threes, and we definitely can't overlook this game because we here at Alabama have struggled up there in the past. So we got to make sure we go up there and take care of business.
And it's important for the Crimson Tide to get road victories as well.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, for, you know, your NCAA net, all that stuff, quad one, quad two, three, all that stuff. Road wins are big. If you're going to try to compete in the league, road wins are big. So when you've got a chance to get them, you need to go get them. And this is a winnable game for us that's on the road that we feel like we should win, but we're going to have to play really well to get it.
And then you get to come back home coming up on Saturday at 5 o'clock against Kansas State for the Big 12 SEC Challenge. And we'll have our pregame coverage start at 4 o'clock here on the network. But what can you tell us about Kansas State? They're also 8-9. I know you don't look too far ahead down the schedule, but what can you tell us quickly about the Wildcats?
You know what? I haven't looked at any of their stuff yet, to be honest with you. I know Bruce Weber, you know, his style. I mean, they're going to play slower. They're going to be a great defensive team. But I think it's big, the SEC Big 12 Challenge. It's big for the SEC because this is the last time we play out of conference. So everything else just within the conference. So it's big for us as a conference to do well in this, to help our net out, to help our NCAA, you know, how many bids we get. So we're going to try to do our part, make sure we get this win. It's a home win against a beatable team that we need to beat and help the SEC out, help ourselves out, to be honest with you. So we've got two winnable games this week that we feel like we need to go in and get.
Do you kind of like the change of pace, getting to see an out-of-conference team for one game and then back to conference play, or are you used to just all-conference games?
Well, I'm definitely used to all-conference games, but I don't think this is the worst. I mean, like, get out. And it's not – I think it's good for the SEC if you can play well against the Big 12. You know, you're all – I think we've gotten significantly better than in the non-conference. So for us to play now versus us playing some of the teams we played in November, we're a much better team. So I think it'll help – hopefully there's other SEC teams that feel the same way. There's a lot of young teams in the SEC, and young teams tend to get better as the year goes along. So hopefully it'll help our league out a lot.
Coach, it is time for the final word, and that's brought to you each week by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. What's your final word for Crimson Tide fans tonight?
Yeah, I just say a huge thanks for the crowds that we got this week. The Auburn one was great. Missouri came back strong. So big thank you to student section, everybody. And just, I've heard, and this is the first time I'll be at Vanderbilt, but we're closer in Vanderbilt to Huntsville than Tuscaloosa is. So hopefully all the people listening up there in Huntsville, we can get a big Alabama contingent up in Vanderbilt with a big Roll Tide fan up there, and looking forward to seeing everybody up that way.
Look forward to seeing a lot of Crimson in the building. Well, Coach, we'll let you go, but thank you for joining us tonight on Hey Coach.
Roll Tide. Thanks, Roger.
Roll Tide. That is Nate Oates. And that was the final word brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. We'll wrap things up on Hey Coach in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On game day, this Alabama tradition, Crimson Chaos, ignites passion and pride throughout Coleman Coliseum. Its goal? Cheer on the Tide. Intimidate the competition. At Ford Motor Company, we have our own tradition, too. Building the best-selling trucks in America, Ford F-Series, 42 years straight. F-150 is built to work smart and play hard. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, doctors of optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SEC basketball is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from hosts like me, Chris Childers, Peter Burns, Pat Bradley, and more, as well as live play-by-play. Listen to your favorite team live for $4 per month as long as you're a student. Subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/SEC Hoops.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? 3 times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue, because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What's on tap next for Bama is presented by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. First up, an Alabama-Tennessee women's basketball update at the half in Knoxville. The Lady Vols lead the Crimson Tide 24-17. Then the rest of the week goes like this. It'll be Alabama men's basketball and Vanderbilt on Wednesday. Tip off at 8 p.m. Central. Our coverage and network starting at 7 o'clock. Then Thursday, Alabama women's basketball back at home to take on 12th-ranked Texas A&M at 7 p.m. Central. And then Coleman stays busy coming up this weekend. Men's team hosting Kansas State on Saturday and the SEC Big 12 Challenge. And then Sunday, women's basketball caps the weekend with a home matchup against Vanderbilt. The tip-off for that contest will be at 2 o'clock. So full coverage across the network. Very busy week of basketball coming up across the Crimson Tide Sports Network. That does it for Hey Coach tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. For Tom Stipe here at Baumhauer's, Jerry Kelly at our Learfield IMG College Studios, and of course, coaches Brad Bohannon and Nate Oates. I'm Roger Hoover saying good night and Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Share a Coke. Golden Flake. The official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.